YouTube says it has had enough of vaccine misinformation on its site.
And false stories from phony sites to run circles around major news outlets.
Many people don't know the difference between something real and something created to deceive them.
Open your eyes.
If you've ever had this feeling that something was terribly wrong with the world that we live in, but you couldn't figure out just what it was, then you've come to the right place. Secret societies, mystery religions, and the Illuminati have been controlling our reality since the beginning of time. But not anymore, because there is an awakening happening, and you are about to become a part of it. Wake up, because this is a call for an uprising.
This is a call for an uprising. Welcome to today's show. Michelle Obama is trending, or should I say, Michael Robinson is trending. And of course, we all want to be like Big Mike, and it would be very interesting to see if they actually do select Big Mike to be the next president of the United States of America. I mean, it probably wouldn't be the first transgender president we've ever had. But of course, we know that these elections are not real. They're all predetermined, which is probably the biggest thing causing and holding us back from a real revolution and uprising occurring in this country, is the fact that everybody is stuck inside the left-right paradigm. If they snapped out of it and realized these people are selected and we're really living in a modern-day Roman Empire, none of them are elected. Your vote doesn't count. Well, the people would rise up and destroy this empire that exists. But unfortunately, thanks to the left-right, thanks to gaslighting Americans with the nonsense that they're doing on each side, of course, with the incompetency of Biden and then the bullying of Trump, everybody continues to be trapped and turning to man in hopes that this will all one day fix itself. But in reality, this thing is set up to be destroyed. That is what we're headed towards as long as people stay trapped in the left-right. Now, before I show you a video clip of Michael Robinson, Michelle Obama, I want to let you know that I am uploading daily content over on multiple other channels. So if you've been wondering where I am, now is the time to pause the video and subscribe. Eye for an Eye, United Uprising, and A Call for Vengeance. I need your help in building these channels out. If you still want my content, that's where I am. I have a lot of new content going up. There's so many things that are important to talk about. The universal basic income. Of course, now they're talking openly about predictive policing, which is a fancy way to say pre-crime, which of course is all directed at people like me and you, anyone who listens to this channel and believes in a global conspiracy, which really is the majority of society these days. But of course, they stay trapped in with Donald Trump. So again, that will prevent us, of course, from uprising against this tyranny that we're living in. So sub to those channels now. They are linked below. Depending on where you're listening to this, it could be on the end of the beginning or A Call for an Uprising. I also want to remind you to check out the website, acallforanuprising.com. It is very important that you do, if you haven't yet, at the very least, sign up for the free videos. That is a mailing list so you can know where I'm uploading in the event that you want to find me in the future or if we get disconnected from each other. The most important thing to them is to make sure that none of us are connected so that there is no truth circulating in this society. Of course, like-minded people, if they have them disconnected in a connected world, well, it really isn't a threat to them. But of course, if we are connected and we're all awake and we're helping other people wake up, that is the ultimate biggest threat to our democracy, right? Of course, they like to throw that around, even though it's a republic. No, the greatest threat to the globalists, of course, is information, true information that they label misinformation. And if you're good at waking people up, like, well, I have been in the past and still am, of course, but they continue to kill my audiences off, well, we become a threat when we're good at doing this, when we're able to piece things together, show people and wake them up. So please make sure you sub to those channels, and please make sure you check out the website at callforanuprising.com. Again, there's exclusive content over there. It is $2.99 a month for the price of a bottle of water these days. It's 24/7. It's very, very active. People are constantly sharing stuff in the forum, whether it's things going on in their town, whether it's actual real news, whether it's things that they're seeing themselves with their own eyes, whether they want to educate people on certain topics. There's so much stuff that you can contribute over on the website, as well as uncensored exclusive content. I just uploaded about the pneumonia outbreak going on over in China. Of course, we all know this is deja vu, right? Everything starts in China because China is the blueprint for everything that's going to be a globalist government, the way the globalist government's going to look, this communist enslavement system. And of course, what people need to note in the video on the website that I did, so definitely check it out if you haven't, is that it's targeting children. And people out there are so stupid, they go, well, it's targeting kids. Oh, would it start in a school? And then it spread throughout the school, and then it spread in another school. Obviously, they are able to use bioweapons to geologically in every single way, target individuals, right? They could target, and I covered this with the Bond movies before, they could target people based on ethnicity if they want. Here specifically, we know where this is coming from because the kids just lined up for their boost. Now, while the boost and the adult versus the child version may be different in labeling, we know it's the same poison inside, but they could specifically put, obviously, certain diseases they want to make viral inside of these magic potions, and that's exactly what they do. So the ones labeled children, of course, got a little dose of pneumonia. And of course, these kids took it because their parents made them take it. Although in a Chinese government, of course, the parents don't have any say whatsoever either. So this is, you know, eventually what that's what it'll be here. But these children obviously took a specific one with a label that said for children under the age of whatever. And then all these children ended up getting sick. And then of course, how these things work is they shed. So all these children shed it to other children, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's how you make these weapons go viral. So that video is available on the website at callforanuprising.com. And again, please make sure you sub to the other channel now if you haven't. So the rumors going around, and of course, these are just rumors. This is how they kind of gaslight people because they already know who's selected. They know what's going to happen, whether it's a predetermined assassination of Trump, which wouldn't even be real, or the other way around with Biden collapsing and croaking and Kamala taking over. There's so many possibilities, but one of the possibilities is Michael Robinson finally serving as president of the United States. Who's Michael Robinson? Yes, well, that's, of course, most of you know, but I couldn't help myself. I wanted to put a little montage together in the event that they do run Michael out there, Michelle out there to become president. And, of course, we all would like to be like Mike.
Sometimes I dream that he is me. Got to see that's how I dream to be.
Of the finest military in the world. Most of all, Admiral Mullen, Deborah, Michael and I.
The kids asked me, they said, you've got to ask the president, does anything scare him?
You know, well, when Michelle's mad, when Michelle's mad,
and do you think that the country will see the first, the United States will see the first gay president or the first woman
we
president?
We already have it with Obama, so let's just calm down.
Got it.
You know Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
Oh my gosh.
It's okay. She does it.
Of course, wouldn't it be ironic if we did end up having an openly trans... Oh, right, it's not out in the open yet, but maybe one day it will be. Wouldn't it be funny? But again, most people think a lot of these people are inverted anyway, even Barry himself. What's amazing is that we've gotten to this point and nobody's questioned even the identity of Barack Obama. It's not even his real name. And plus all the books that are out there on his life in Chicago when he was the hand-selected official in Chicago who was just going around prostituting with men over and over again. I mean, this stuff is well documented, but these people continued not only to be blinded to truth, but it's amazing how many people actually think that Barack Obama is one of the best presidents of all time. He is, in fact, probably worse than Biden, the worst president in the history of this country. This downfall began when they put him in power. And they did that strategically by putting a black president in because they started to say, well, you can't, if you question this guy and what he's doing, you're racist. And of course, he was sabotaging our country ever since he got in office. Now, it goes back to Bush as well and Bush Sr. They've been sabotaging our country for quite some time, but not at the speed, the rapid speed that all started with Obama when he was placed in power. And of course, a lot of the insanity with the LGBT and all that started with him, and it's continued on. And of course, Trump did nothing to stop any of the insanity, except be really good on the microphone, which again, helped gatekeep people and lure people into thinking that Trump was the answer and the savior, when in reality, more censorship came in on Trump's watch, more problems came in, more divisiveness came in, and of course, ultimately, nothing went the way that it was supposed to go, yet everybody's clamoring for him to go in 2024 because it's quote-unquote the lesser of two evils. They're all the same evil, and all they're doing here is psychologically hurting you, leading us to civil unrest, and it'll be interesting to see if they actually do run out Michael Robinson to be the next president, selected president of the United States of America. Again, a reminder, please make sure you sub to those other channels that are linked below now if you didn't do it earlier in the video, and check out the website at callforanuprising.com. I highly recommend you do. It's important that people at least sub to the other channels now for new daily content. You're missing out on a lot of important information, where we're headed with artificial intelligence. Again, like I talked about earlier, with predictive policing, these are things they're talking about at the World Economic Forum, and people just like brush over this stuff. Universal basic income. These are very, very important. This is to do with global enslavement. Of course, they put a nice backdrop behind these things, tell you that they're going to give you free handouts. And really all they're doing is putting you in an enslavement camp and making you pretend, or excuse me, putting the illusion out there that you're free, that you're getting money, that you're buying things, all worthless things, of course, while they control the food, water supply, and everything else. And everybody else out there thinks that they're free because they could still buy, you know, 40-year-old men could still buy their Barbie dolls or their little toys that they played with when they were kids. Adulting, of course, turning adults into children. These are all things that are really important to note because psychologically, the downfall of this country has to do a lot with how grown-ups are behaving. Grown-ups are not acting like grown-ups. So these are all things I'm covering on my other channels. Make sure you sub. I hope to see more of you over there. I miss a lot of you. Make sure you do that now. Appreciate you guys. Hope you're well. God bless you as always and your families.